it's not what's happening externally. It's what's happening internally. You have to look within yourself and you have to look within the four walls of your business. That's what's going to get you out of feeling still and stuck.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Jay, and I'm with my girl, Nina. And welcome back to the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. We have to give a big shout out to our sponsors at Olico Professionnel. Hi, Nina.
I love the way you've been saying Oligo. You've been like, it has like a little flair to it, like Oligo Professionnel.
Yeah, because right? I'm trying to honor our Quebecness, our French Canadian.
I heard it's Quebec.
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 Quebec. All right. I'm never going to say Quebec again. Quebec. Let's go.
Well, guess what today is?
Slay Day.
It is Slay Day because we want to talk about the three characteristics that you have to be so dialed in on when it comes to creating a successful, sustainable business. And listen, you have to define your own version of success because it's different for everyone. So first, you have to be very clear on that. Like, what does success mean and look like to you? However, and look, we could go a 5 million different directions with this, right? Like, we could, like, burn the house down talking about all of the, you know, characteristics and things that you really need to have to create success, but we've dialed it into just three. And I'm going to go ham on the first one.
I feel like
we lack this a little bit in our industry. And I think it's so incredibly important. This is number one. You have to take accountability for everything that is happening in your business. And that means good or bad. So it means that you have to have the awareness to recognize when things are going really well and celebrate them. And you also have to have the awareness to say, this shit ain't working.
Woo!
I made a mistake. I went left and I should have gone right. You know what I mean? And I think that what I'm seeing and what I have seen over the years is that the stylists and owners that have done the deeper work and started to really take responsibility and accountability for what's happening in their business and really like looking within, they are the ones that are growing leaps and bounds. The ones that are over here on TikTok blaming the client, blaming the receptionist, blaming the other stylist, blaming the owner, and blaming everyone but themselves, they keep spinning their wheels in their business because, I mean, this is not profound, but you're the only one that can make changes in your business. So if you keep blaming everything and externally, like I said, I say this a million times on my Instagram, it's not what's happening externally. It's what's happening internally. You have to look within yourself and you have to look within the four walls of your business. That's what's going to get you out of feeling still and stuck. And so, you know, even in my own business, when I was at the lowest of lows in my business, we all know what that looked like, my $90,000 of debt, the creditors calling, threatening to take my furniture, getting in debt with the IRS, you know, it was very, very heavy. But the only way that I knew I could move through it was by saying, Neen, you messed up and you made some really bad decisions. And you know what? It sucks, but it's okay. Because you don't have to live back. If you move forward and create a plan of action, accept what you've done, you know, accept it. Because acceptance is a piece in terms of, you know, moving forward. Accept it and let it go. But you have to be able to be aware enough to hold that mirror in front of your face like I had too many times and say, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Like, what are you thinking? Like, I literally talk to myself like that in the mirror. I got to shake myself, you know, sometimes we just need to shake ourselves a little bit because we all have that inside of us to really go after our success. It's just that the things that are happening around us, they affect us and we can either take on the responsibility and accountability and really look at ourselves and then make the changes, or we continue to blame other people and go nowhere. Those are really the only two options. So that is number one. And I mean that from the bottom of my soul.
I mean, I know everyone listening right now, like, I'm shook to my core. Like, if I have ever heard that more clear than ever, it's right now. Right. Thank you for that. Like, you know how sometimes we get a little shook in our spirit?
In your eyes.
Oh, I literally am like, absolutely, amen. And it took me back to when I owned. And it's like, the only time that mattered was when I was accountable.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, that's where I want to live for the rest of my life. If ownership, small ownership taught me anything, it's being accountable. Being accountable. And you wrapped me up. Brought me back in my feels a little bit. Thank you for that. And I absolutely agree. Everyone, you already know what's up. Don't get us started. We're revved up. So I want to go into number two. And this is something that like really excites me. And I don't know if anyone's noticing, but I like to rev people up recently just to ask different questions, right? Asking different questions, sparking curiosity. Now, number two, it's hard work. Mm. Yeah, we said it. Hard work. Let me tell you what. To obtain a fruitful career and life takes hard work, takes resistance, takes momentum, right? When we think about hard work, we are putting in the hours. Now, I want to say this, putting in dialed in hours, meaning we have a roadmap, we have a plan, we have a set schedule, we honor that schedule, we do what needs to be done within those hours, because we also want you to lean into that freedom side of self. But when you're building a brand, it's boots to the ground, dig deep into that trench, and you put your blinders on. I remember opening my salon after 6 weeks of living in Dayton, Ohio. Do you think I did that on 20 hours?
Right.
No. I mean, I was busting 40 to 80 hours a week sometimes to build that credibility within. So I want to talk to you about how are other ways of hard work, right, within your business. And when I think about hard work, I think about going the extra mile. Going the extra mile. And that's about client focused approach. How am I going to deliver exceptional results unlike anyone else? And my extra mile in building my salon and my brand, and I still do it to this day. And Nina Tolio, you have experienced it. And it's in the shampoo bowl. That was my extra mile. Let's take you back there to the bowl. But I hot towels. We spent time there, even if it was a sexy 5 minutes, right? A dialed in 5 minutes. Going the distance, the extra mile equals hard work, that being able to deliver on your promise. And that was our promise to our raving fans and guests walking into our salons. They knew they were going to have that extra mile, extra love shampoo experience, and it built a loyal foundation. Now, if I'm not going to work hard, I'm going to skip out on that. I'm going to now lose credibility if that's our brand promise. So hard work is being focused on what you promise and really delivering that result. Also, getting into continuing education, dialing in, you are never, ever good enough, right? To not get educated and keeping your awareness level heightened, that also adds new synergy and energy within your business to spark work. But I want to go back to hard work takes time. And also it leads into my favorite word, efficiency and time management. And when you think about efficiency and managing your time, that's going to ensure that you can accommodate more clients. You're dialed in, you're putting in the work, right? We're not lackluster, we're building revenue and we're not ashamed of that, right? We're not ashamed of that. So hard work is that efficiency and time management of really dialing in your business. So in the beginning, we talked about, you know, putting in the hours, but also I want to focus on hard work for me. And, you know, I want to hear from you on this mindset, but my hard work is being dialed in and precise. That's hard work, right? And staying consistent through it all.
Absolutely. Listen, you have to scale up to scale back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know anyone on the planet who hasn't created a successful business that hasn't worked hard. And the thing that I want to add too, because there's twofold to this, is that, you know, when we look at people around us, other people who are successful and in our business and outside of our business, you know, we're all alike.
Yeah.
And we all have great qualities and we all have skill set and we all have talent. But the ones that are doing the damn thing have two things.
Mm.
They have consistent hard work and they have a growth mindset. And so I talk a lot about mindset. I talked about it on tour with Oligo Professional. That was part of my, you know, 45-minute segment. And the mindset is so incredibly important for you to have that hard work. They kind of go hand in hand because the mindset is what's driving that work.
Mm.
And you have to be able to create like the will to, when you're tired in the morning and you don't want to get up, no, you got to get up. When you know that you got to go to sleep and you're building a brand, no, I need to work one more hour. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way that it is when you're building a brand. Is it going to be like that forever? Absolutely not. But when you're still building and when you're trying to craft something that is magical,
yeah,
you're going to work 12-hour days. You're going to work weekends sometimes. You're going to do things for free. And I think, you know, I'm 27 years in. I'm 7 years into this business. And last night I was working till 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it just is the way that it is. And I think people want the success, but they don't want to put in the work. They're looking for little, what do you call those? Like holes to kind of go through where they're like, oh, this is a shortcut, or, oh, this get me here faster. And yeah, there are some ways that, you know, we could get you there more efficiently, but it still doesn't mean that you're going to have to put in the hard work.
Right.
And you also mentioned, and I want to go into this because this is our third one, because this is my favorite C word.
Mm.
And before you guys get, you know, a little dirty thinking on that, it's consistency.
Yeah.
Whatever you put into play in your business needs to be consistent. Mm. Social media. I use this example all the time. You know, people DM me and they're like, Nina, I'm working so hard and I've showed up every day on Instagram for the past 2 weeks and I'm not seeing anything. And I'm like, 2 weeks? Try 6 months.
Yeah.
Try 8 months. Try 12 months. Like, that's the consistency that we're talking about, because 2 weeks on Instagram, 2% of people have seen your stuff. Maybe, right? Maybe 2% of the people have seen your things, right? We got to keep showing up and showing up and showing up with a clear message. So no matter what you're putting your time into, be consistent with it. If it's your messaging, it's got to be consistent.
Yes.
If it's a website that is trying to convert clients, that message needs to be clear. You know, it has to be easy to navigate. You know, everything has to be concise and everything has to be consistent. Your value, how you're showing up for your clients, your greeting, your follow-up. I mean, we could go down the line, right? These are all things that create client retention, but it is so imperative to be consistent in everything that you do, because that is what creates growth in a business.
Oh, I love that. And also I find that, you know, being consistently focused on that guest service, like we dialed in, but it's almost like quality over quantity, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how can we maximize that one relationship and do it like we fucking mean it?
Yes. Right?
Like, do it like we mean it. Walk it like we talk it. Do it like we mean it. Like, really leaning into the high quality results of every client, like really leaning into the reputation, right? And that encourages client loyalty is when you're diving deep into that consistency. Is in the house of Lavner, we're showing up and honoring your time every time, right? Which now adds so much valuableness that I'm not replaceable. And they pay top dollar. right? Mm-hmm. Because of that consistency in delivering the results and just being mindful of everything that we're talking about here today, yeah, and putting in the work and being accountable and really being consistent and delivering those results. And it's like, guys, let's calm the noise within ourselves and within our business. And let's really focus on how can we make quality experiences and just being consistent across the board in our attitude, right? Like, how are we showing up in our business and we're doing it to serve, and whatever's happening outside the business, we handle it when we have our freedom. And when we walk in, it's a consistent promise and brand mission that everyone aligns to. So it's also that feeling of self and your value and your worth within your business, and just stay consistent there. We all have frustrations. Handle that in the background. Mm-hmm. Okay. Work on your business when it's time to work on your business. Show up in your business, and that energy alone will project you forward. So consistency of energy and vibes, I think, as well.
Mm. Boom. Well, all right. That was, I mean, shit. I hope, right? I think it's just sometimes we just need to take a breath, take a moment, and just pause for a second and say, okay, what can I do better? What can I do differently? Because we always have to continue to keep learning and growing.
Yeah.
And, you know, things are always going to be pivoting and changing in your business. And if you stay still, you're not going to grow. So you've got to move with the ebbs and the flows of your business. So thank you so much for joining us and listening and tuning in and supporting us over the last almost 5 years. We're so grateful for you.
Oh, we love you.
Thank you to our sponsor at Oligo Professional. And give us a follow on Instagram. It's Mr. J. Ladner at Oligo Pro and at Nina Tullio. And if you learn anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth and remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.